This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, I got a choice for you, Brian. You want to start with the good news for Northern Colorado first, or do you want to save that for last?
Save it for last.
Okay, so let's start here then. OSHA finds company after deadly trench collapse in Greeley. This was a story that we had last year. OSHA cited a Commerce City company following this collapse in Greeley last summer. Gold Star Excavation was fined more than $15,000 for the trench collapse on the 1900 block of East 16th Street in Greeley last August that left one worker dead and another hurt, Denver News 9 reported. Investigators said a portion of the wall in the 6-foot deep trench had collapsed, trapping the worker inside. Records show Gold Star did not contest the fine. You can read more at 9news.com. But this is, listen, we talk a lot about jobs and going to college and what's the pros and cons of that, of trying to get into, you know, more of that white collar job or the blue collar job. We've got a lot of blue collar workers up here, and it's dangerous stuff. A lot of what the jobs that they do is dangerous stuff. That's why it's important when you're looking for that job, you do a little bit of research on the company, you know, and how they run things. But these blue collar jobs, they come with a lot of dangers that you know, that just are associated with the job.
No, well, and everybody does in this day and age. But yes, there's occupations where when you're doing construction, when you're doing heavy, you know, when you're doing hard labor like that, when you're digging holes, when you're climbing down in there, there's always that chance of the earth moving, of, you know, something failing. And there's no margin for error in those situations, unfortunately. And these things do happen. And it's an absolute tragedy. You hope it never does, but it's inevitable. It just does. The odds end up working that way occasionally, and very sad when it does. And just glad this is moving forward and done. And hopefully there's the right compensation.
Yeah, exactly right. Because if OSHA is finding them, that means there was some sort of a violation taking place.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's on the company. I don't know if the man was in the trench. I don't know any of that.
I can't speculate. But, I'm not in on that.
But the fact that OSHA has sent down a fine and they're not contesting it, something was wrong that day. And unfortunately, it ended up with the loss of a life. But OSHA has fined that company from a story that we covered back in June. And that's something that we always try and do here on this program, as we walk you through a story when there's updates on it. I don't care how much later, you know, this has been almost a year that this has happened. We're going to circle back around and get you those updates as well, so that we don't just, you know, leave that hanging. We want to follow this through to the bitter end. Including this one, a jury selection is underway in the murder of a Colorado Springs woman who's accused of killing her stepson and dumping his body across the country. Letitia Stosh is 39, is accused of fatally shooting an 11-year-old in the jaw and stabbing him in the chest back in March of 2020. Police say she then, this is a little gory, this is a little gruesome here. They took him to Pensacola, the body to Pensacola. Prosecutor said she resented her marriage and caring for her stepson. The woman has not pleaded guilty by reason of insanity, and if convicted on those terms, she'd be sentenced to a mental health facility for treatment. But that trial is now starting. That's going to be one that gets a lot of national attention, as that was one of those cases that kind of gripped the nation as the search was on for this 11-year-old. But that is starting soon in Colorado Springs. The DDA in Windsor, Brian, we talk a lot about the downtown area of Windsor and the traffic and the parking. It's horrible.
Traffic's been real rough. They've done a great job of what they're doing in Windsor and so forth, but the infrastructure as far as the roads and so forth, not quite keeping up to the amount of volume that's whipping through there now.
No, it's not.
Well, who is in Northern Colorado,
right?
Really?
Yeah. Well, and I know that there was a big battle going on between the DDA and the town of Windsor about parking, about expanding that street. And I know this has been brewing for a while, but the town of Windsor's avoiding a lawsuit over the parking in the downtown area. The DDA said it will not pursue litigation against the town to overturn a measure that turned two downtown lots they own into permanent parking. working, killing at least for now the potential redevelopment plans. Instead of pursuing litigation, DDA's executive director said they'll work with the town to find quote-unquote alternative solutions. The Coloradoan reports the town's January vote can be amended or repealed up to a year later, which both sides said could result in a compromise that could lead to the lot's redevelopment. For more details over the battle over on the battle over parking, check out the Fort Collins Coloradoan. They need more parking down there, plain and simple. But when you have a town like that or a city, you know, like Windsor, their DDA and the town isn't getting along, that's never a good sign. That's gonna cost the residents more than anybody. Like here in Greeley, the John Gates works with Bianca down at the DDA all the time. Like they've got good dialogue. So you hate to see these two battling over it, but you also like that the DDA is standing up for their businesses in Windsor.
I can only speculate. I don't know what's going on there, and I hate doing that. But I've got to imagine that some of it is wanting to preserve that look and feel of Windsor when you go down, you know, because it's kind of a unique vibe, you know, walking around, you know, that it's still, hey, pause for everybody. It's very, very pedestrian friendly in a very highly trafficked area. It's kind of contradicting and kind of complicated.
No, it makes sense, yeah.
You know, and trying to keep that look, that feel of the you start getting the big wide street, you lose the charm and the intimacy of of what they want to have there. So I can understand and see where this definitely could be something that's going to cause a lot of dialogue.
Oh, it is, and not turning two lots into parking, though, I mean, that seems like it makes sense to me, because you try and go downtown Windsor on a Friday night, you're going to have to park, you know, 3-4 blocks away and walk all the way there. Which, I mean, I think personally that downtown Greeley struggles with this in a big way of parking. You know, because with the new meters there, not meters, but, you know, the pay to park that they put in down there. That if I want to go spend 3 hours down there, I've got to pay for parking. Now, it's very almost damn near impossible to find a parking spot in downtown Greeley on a Friday night, and that's the same in Windsor. That hurts the businesses down there, and that's what the DDA's job is to do, is to protect those businesses. And so when I go to Windsor and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'd like to go to Peculiar Ales, right? I'd like to stop in and have a beer, but I got to park, you know, 3 or 4 blocks down the road. I'm less likely to do that. You know what? I'll go find somewhere that's got parking. So I can appreciate what the DDA is doing. I think eventually, you know, you're gonna have to give in on wanting to maintain a look of a town.
Well, you hit a crossroads. I mean,
you stop growing,
right,
or you have to expand,
right.
And it seems like Windsor's been expanding a lot, and we're seeing it really from I-25 moving east. All of these towns, I mean, you see the boom that happened in Timnath, you see the boom that's Greeley. Happening in Severance, you see Greeley, right? You see these Eaton is even growing at a rapid rate. It's moving east, and these DDAs and these small town governments, quote unquote small town governments, are going to have a lot to work through in the coming months and years. We're in news for Northern Colorado here on Good Morning NoCo. All right, Brian, here's the good. There's a new memorial honoring veterans that is going to be unveiled this week in Johnstown. The Johnstown's Veteran Memorial will be dedicated Saturday, March 25th at Elwell Elementary School. The memorial will then be moved to its permanent spot at the Eastern Roundabout at Colorado 402 and I-25, according to the Loveland Reporter Herald. The project is a joint venture between Johnstown and local veterans organizations. The bronze sculpture created by Carrie and Amy Hoster of the Rocky Mountain Bronze Shop in Loveland shows a soldier's rifle pointed not at a pair of boots topped with a helmet and an American flag. Very cool. I love seeing these statues. I love seeing these memorials go up honoring our veterans.
Oh, absolutely. They're so moving. Number one, these folks do great work.
Yeah.
The artwork that they do is incredible. And this, anytime we can pay tribute to our military, but when you see the boots and the helmet.
Yeah, and that American flag.
And the flag. I mean, it just, Man, it gets me.
Yeah.
It does. It really, really gets me, those type of memorials. We have a wonderful one here on 35th.
Mm.
You know, we've got great memorial there. And we've got the fallen officers one here as well. So we do have some wonderful ones. But, man, take the time to go and check them out. And in Johnstown, they're going to unveil this on Saturday. So
on Saturday, the 25th, they're going to unveil it. And then at Elwell Elementary School. And then they're going to move it to its permanent location at 402 and I-25 at that roundabout there, which I think is going to be a really cool spot for
it. I love the idea of sculptures and things honoring our country and our military around a school. I love that kids will see that, you know, as they're heading. We need more 100%. Of that visualization.
Yes. No, I absolutely, you know. And that was one thing, you know, we didn't have any of those sculptures or anything like that at Platte Valley High School. But, boy, we stood up every morning and said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, we did too.
And did that. You know, there was a national day of prayer that people could join in if they wanted to, where they would raise the flag and everybody would stand in a circle around the flag and do that. Those are traditions that I think still should be available to kids and to people at these high schools and things like that to learn about on that front, and to see it, you know, picking Elwell Elementary School to unveil this new memorial, I think is a really good idea for these people who decided to put this up.
Yep. Great decision as to the location of that, and looking forward to seeing the completed work and the unveiling of that. May have to check that out on Saturday.
Well, and as a veteran to see that, I think that's got to mean a lot, right?
I would think so.
That those are still going up, and that pride and appreciation for what they do, is still here. It is still here, and I think there's got to be doubts. And with what your work on High Plains Honor Flight, I mean, we've heard stories here on this program where some of these veterans didn't get the appreciation they deserved when they came home,
whether it be
from Vietnam or wherever it is. It's good to recognize that. It's a good thing to recognize it. And we're lucky enough here on this program that a lot of the sponsors that we talk about, you know, we got a couple of them that are veteran-owned. You talk about Air Solutions, CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, right? Charlie is a Vietnam vet as well.
Yeah.
And the work that they do, you know, it just means a little more to them. They take pride in what they do over at CRP Air Solutions. You know, that's just the type of person that, you know, when you talk about a veteran, they've got a distinct set of characteristics instilled into them.
No question. And our law firm.
Kane Doolin McQuinn Young.
Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. Former United States Marine. Not former. Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
Yeah.
And donated to our cause when we were raising money for High Plains Honor Flight.
No.
You know, what's amazing to me, and I've found so much, is that veterans, the amount of veterans who give to veterans is incredible.
Yeah. No, and that's the community. That's the brotherhood, right?
Never quit serving.
No, that's the brotherhood. That's the family. You know, that's a bond. When you don't know if you're making it out of a place alive, that's a bond you're never going to find anywhere else.
Absolutely right.
So, no, it's a very cool thing, and we appreciate all of those sponsors and all of our veterans out there. 720, it's Good Morning NOCO on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Brian, you were really anticipating that Winnie the Pooh like horror film. Do you remember that?
Oh, I certainly do.
Did you watch it ever?
I watched the previews.
Yeah. Did you ever watch it, Angel? No.
I didn't know that it actually was released.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's been released.
The Dark Pooh.
Yeah. Something. Really.
Blood and honey.
Blood
That's
and honey.
Right. Yeah. Blood and honey.
Well, apparently it's sparking disturbing. Controversy.
No way.
I know. Big surprise.
Murderous
here.
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, who is really evil in this thing, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Piglet's very evil?
Yeah, I saw some clips.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I've never liked the idea of it.
Don't take Winnie the Pooh and make him evil.
Well, public screenings of this, what is it, Blood and Honey? Public screenings of this, of Blood and Honey, were scrapped abruptly in Hong Kong on Tuesday, sparking discussions over increasing censorship in the city. So you can't watch this movie. It's not allowed to be played in theaters in Hong Kong now.
I wish we could stop some movies from being seen. We could have stopped Paul Blart from ever getting out there.
Hey! Don't you knock on Paul Blart. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Film distributor. Seven,
Bob. Yeah. Who else got behind this thing?
I'm having trouble with Roman numerals again. It's the five. If the numbers are in front of it, does that mean less
subtracted?
Yes.
And if it's behind, it's add. Okay. Seven Pillars Entertainment announced
so
on Facebook.
So that'd be VII?
Yeah.
Okay.
Announced on Facebook that the release of Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey on Thursday had been canceled with great regret in Hong Kong and neighboring and a couple of the neighboring countries. In an email reply to the Associated Press, the distributor said it was notified by cinemas that they could not show the film as scheduled, but it didn't know why. The cinema chains involved did not immediately reply to a request for comment. This is just more, government censorship of different things that are taking place in Hong Kong and in China, which we know, you know, the way that they have things set up. This is why, you know, when we talk about, you know, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping meeting, like, these are the scary aspects of it, right? This is a total government control.
So what is your country doing about poo, blood, and honey? Are you allowing it to be shown? Yep. No, we do not. No, that's what it goes. What about that new Dr. Seuss film, One Snitch, Two Snitch?
No, that got canceled in America.
Oh, that did? Okay. All
we
right.
canceled
okay,
that.
We stopped that?
We did that.
All but. Right. The Lorax fights back.
Out of all the films
out
there.
I don't know where that accent was, that last one.
No, I'm not sure either. But out of all the films to like say, no, we're not playing this.
Pooh is the line.
Yeah.
But
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is where you draw the line.
I think that's a good point to draw.
I think in most cases it's like, you know, indoctrination of, you know, of, hey, this is how, you know, democracy works, right? Like things that this controlling Communist Party doesn't want you to see, know about for the people. I, at least, like, if you're going to be that crazy, I can understand that crazy. What's wrong with a slasher film? What's wrong with a horror film about Winnie the Pooh? What are you seeing back there, Angel?
So I thought there was some connection between China and Winnie the Pooh that I had seen before. Back in 2017, they actually banned all uses of Pooh Bear because memers or trolls or whatever were using Pooh Bear as a stand-in for the Chinese president. as memes, instead of doing his face directly, they would do Winnie the Pooh. So I think that clarifies the situation.
That does.
They do not like Pooh Bear in
Xi
China.
Jinping has a pretty stark resemblance to Winnie the Pooh. If you go look at the two, yeah.
It
also fits for Kim Jong-un.
What country
China.
Was this in? It was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name and or images of the plump, cute cartoon character are blocked on social media sites because of bloggers comparing him to the president.
Okay, that makes more sense now. I think we settled that. I think we're good. I think we got that settled.
I have never wanted to go to China dressed as Winnie the Pooh more than I do right now.
Okay, Brittany Griner.
What?
You're going to be locked up for a long time. You go over there.
You might
there.
Not get locked up at all.
Yeah, you may just be
a celebrity.
May just show up missing.
Yeah, you may show up missing. 729 is Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Two, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. The weather is going to start moving in a bit today. We had a beautiful day yesterday, temperature-wise, but we are in for a little bit of a cool down today in the upper 40s. You know, so still pretty darn nice,
yeah.
But there is a chance of some moisture moving in. Winds could get whipping up a bit, and we could see just a little bit of rain or snow, really nothing measurable, though.
No, I think that's kind of the motto for and the mantra for this week is it could, but it probably won't.
Right.
You could see some things.
And it's building up again for possibilities this weekend as well.
Yeah, this weekend doesn't look incredible, so don't have any outdoor plans for this weekend, but I think we should be okay, you know, and now. Now that I'm doing, you know, broadcasting the high school baseball games.
I was just going to ask you about that for tomorrow, because the weather tomorrow should be okay.
I think we should be okay for tomorrow. We're scheduled 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, the J9 Agency's first pitch at 4 o'clock tomorrow for UH and Northridge. I'll be on the call for our first high school baseball action. So really excited about that and getting out there and seeing some high school baseball. It's been a minute since I've been out to one of these games, but, you know, we saw on Monday Eaton Bowden just kind of dominated Northridge 11-1. But I think this is going to be a really good game with a 4A team coming down to take on University at the 3A level.
I actually thought of you in making the call last night when I was watching the World Baseball Classic. I was saying, you know, Tanner's going to be calling a game on Thursday because I thought this is like end of the season type of baseball. The season hasn't even started.
Yeah.
It's like NASCAR starts with the Daytona 500. This season, we get to start Major League Baseball with that.
Yeah.
And all of our appetites are wet for it now, and we want it to begin. We get to start the high school season here on your voice for Northern Colorado on Thursday. And Tanner, taking over the duties of being the play-by-play on our baseball coverage. I know it's a sport you've always loved.
Oh, yeah.
And you've done this sport before. I know this is not your first time jumping on and calling a ball game.
No, hopefully it doesn't sound that way.
But as being the main guy,
yeah,
taking it over, it's got to be kind of exciting to be heading out and seeing all this young talent.
I'm so excited about it, and we're going to have a couple commentators throughout the year jump on with me. Coach Bruce Dick, Mike Danson, who does our football color commentary. He's going to jump in with me tomorrow as well. So it'll be a blast out there, and I think I'm just going to go Harry Carey the entire time. I think that's just what I'm going to roll with it on. That
Bob and Susan are here from Timnath. So glad they made the drive wide outside for ball three.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's okay.
As you look around the stadium, it's filled with fanatic fans. Ball number three.
That's
it. Tune in Thursday for more of that. It's Good Morning NoCo. We got to get a break. Robin Varlman joins us next, but first, bottom of the hour news and weather center. Livestock Exchange is our next guest here on Good Morning NoCo. Robin, how are you this morning?
I am good, gentlemen. Beautiful sunrise. You know, what more can you ask? The birds are singing. I mean, my goodness. Never be another bad day.
Never once, Robin. I love your enthusiasm every single Wednesday.
Absolutely. You got to start out that way, you know, because sometimes by the end of the day, the old world kind of works you over.
Oh, it does. No, you got to start it out. You got to set your I always call it your mental equalizer. It's like your sound machine in your head. Got to have the right volumes cranked up and turn down the voices that don't matter in those sounds. And if you get channeled in just right, it's a perfect way to start the day, and then you just got to work it throughout the day and keep adjusting with all the crap people throw at you. But if you work at it, you can make every day perfect, right? Well, not perfect, but livable.
Livable, absolutely. And you know what? Attitude is everything, so you just kind of make the best happen.
No, you're right. The stuff's there whether you're in the mood for it or not. So why let it be the factor that brings you down?
Absolutely. And then, you know, in the evening, Tanner, we have mood enhancers.
That's right. That's right. And just so you know, that it's not just only me that does that here on our morning show. Brian loves a beverage as well. Robin, how did your meet-in day go on Saturday?
It was fantastic. We served a lot of people. We had, oh my gosh, yeah, the attendance was great. And we just, we had a super day. I mean, we had our vendors there, and oh my gosh, it was a great day.
I love that, and that, like we talked about, that day and the education that takes place. I mean, it's a really cool thing, and I know you had a great day down there, Robin. I know there were other ones going around all over the place in Colorado. So that any day that there's set up for education of agriculture is a great day.
Absolutely it is. I mean, you cannot educate enough people about, it's not just about the food on the table. I mean, that's our main thing, but all of the byproducts that come from it that are in your local stores that they don't even think about. So, you know, it's just huge. It's absolutely huge. And we're going to continue to do our part, Tanner and Brian, you know, all of us. That's what we're here for.
No, we are, Robin. So what are the cattle markets looking like this morning?
Well, you know, it's kind of got their poker face on today, so it's down a little bit on the nearbys, you know. The extended out forecast is still positive, but, you know, it's been flip-flopping around a little bit with just all the stuff we got going on in our world right now, and between the banking and all of the you know, bills that are out there and the vetoing going on. So, you know, I think it's just, it's a little bit of uncertainty of everything, and not huge drastic downs, but they are down, you know, and, but you know, you can't continually go up. I've stressed that before. It'd be nice if it worked that way, but it doesn't. So, no big influxes down or up, but positive on the, you know, the futures, but the nearbys are off a little bit this morning. But we're going to hope that they're going to close on the positive note and things are going to just, you know, be steady. Steady is what wins the race.
No, it is. And how does steady look? Well, it a lot of times comes in these little bit of fluctuations, right, Robin? And as weird as that sounds, you know, we'll see a tick up, we'll see a tick down, we'll see a tick up, we'll see a tick down. But as long as you know that it's going to stick around that kind of a price, that'll work out all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you have to have a basis on everything. And, you know, it seems to work as a factor. And, you know, our cost of production has just gotten so high. And so, you know, that's really tough to try and figure things when you see things. Your first initial shock is like, oh, my gosh, it's down. But it's nothing drastic. So I'm sure it'll all turn around and come back. And, you know, heck, we're into the spring. You know, yesterday was the first day of spring. So, you know, we've got new attitudes, new things happening, green grass coming. So, you know, we're just going to keep our attitudes good and keep things rolling.
Isn't spring one of the best times of the year, Robin? The things start to green up. You got those baby calves running around all over the place. Spring is one of the best times of the year.
It is. Absolutely. I love spring. I absolutely love it. It's like a rejuvenation.
Yes.
Like a shot in the arm.
Yeah, I hate it.
Brian hates spring. I don't know what is with him, but he said he will go live in his mountain with his little dog with antlers and just be the Grinch of spring.
I will. Yes, because I like when days end, being a morning person all these times, you know, for all these years, when it's light until 9 o'clock at night, I never see the end of a day. So I feel like it's just summer starts like at the end of March, and it's just one day until September. Yeah, it's one long day.
I think you're crazy, man.
I am.
I think you are. Robin Varman of the Livestock Exchange joining us this morning. Robin, what do you guys got going on at LEI here?
You know what? We are having a slowdown this week. We have just one sale this week, so we're all going to be in culture shock. And but it is on Thursday, and it's a combined sale. And so we'll sell all classes of cattle. We'll start at 9 a.m., and we'll go to pairs and breads. And this time of year, I always tell everybody to be prepared around noon. We do advertise at 1, but I tell you to be there around noon because sometimes the way cows and bulls lighten up this time of year, and so we'll just roll right into those breads and pairs and then any stock or features to follow. And we do have some breads and pairs on the listings and also some stock or feeder calves to follow on that. So that is this Thursday. And then we just had our hay sale, and so there's a lot of hay going out. And we had a phenomenal hay sale, too, Brian and Tanner. You know, we just are so thankful, and obviously there's still the need for it out there, so that's a good thing, and people will be getting it out, and we'll be receiving new, and next week is another combined sale, and then we'll have our last Friday sale, that first Friday in April. I hate to even think about that, but my gosh, it's not that far away.
No, it's not at all, Robin.
I know it. And our scholarship applications are going to be coming running due, so we want to make sure that get everybody in that mode of getting those dropped off in the mail, and we're here to help you on that. If you need anything or have any questions on it, don't hesitate to call the office or log online to www.livestockexchange.org, and all of that should be on there as well. And any consignments are on there, and, you know, we're just going to have a great week down here.
I love it, Robin.
I love it, too.
And make sure that those applications for this for the scholarship, this is for anybody continuing a career in agriculture in any way, shape, or form, or going for schooling, of course, in agriculture, they've got to be in or postmarked by April 6th. We're not that far away. It's March 22nd today.
No, it's hard to believe.
April 6th. Really, they've got to be in or postmarked by that date. So make sure you get on that. And, Robin, I know this is you've been doing this for a couple of years now. now, and the previous winners are always, you know, just very grateful, and it's fun to follow them along, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't, today's society and world with what we've got, everything helps, and, you know, we got to keep everybody educated, and we want to keep continually growing with these scholarships, so yes, it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely love it, Robin. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Robin. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and hopefully, you know, the world doesn't kick you around so much that you need one of those adult beverages today.
I don't let it, Tanner.
All right.
I just said, too. Yeah, she doesn't let it, but she'll have the beverage.
The beverage
anyway.
To celebrate the day. I like that. Robin Varlman, Livestock Exchange. Robin, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care, Robin.
There is, again, Robin Varlman, Livestock Exchange, livestockexchange.org for more information. 7:50 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando. Missed a couple of texts that I want to go back to here on the J9 Agencies text line. HVAC guy Wolf Blitzer. It's Wolf Blitzer's birthday today.
Yes, it is.
I said, I wonder how many times his birthday is going to be breaking news in the Situation Room today.
Every time. I just laugh whenever I turn on news and it's breaking news. David Muir does it. Every place you tune on, it's breaking news.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No. No. Breaking news, the thing that we said was going to happen just happened.
Remember
that would be breaking news, actually.
Yeah, same breaking news that we showed you at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna...
Breaking news. Here's the same video 90,000 times over again.
With a new person's reaction.
Yes. Joining us now is Insider. Oh, I haven't watched Fox News or CNN or any of those national syndicate news programs. I haven't watched one of those in a very long time. I do not get my news that way.
I certainly check it out.
I've elected no. I don't see the value in it anymore. It's so drama filled. It's so narrative driven that there's better ways, I think, to get your news, to get the clip of what's going on instead of having, because there's no such thing as unbiased, right? There is no such thing as unbiased. Everything that we put out there is going through the filter of us, which makes it biased in one way, shape, or form. And when you look at it, I try and find the least biased media outlets. I think AP News does a good job of this. I think a lot of there's media outlets that do local media outlets that do a good job of this. I think that is just so narrative driven and looking for the next big either gotcha moment or like we just talked about breaking news when it's not breaking. I think it's so what am I trying to say? Ratings oriented that it's worthless anymore.
I still will watch the newscast. I believe a lot of the programs are just news entertainment.
Yeah.
But the news itself, I definitely check out and check all the different sources and like to hear what they all have to say.
Yeah.
As far as sitting and watching, this goes back to the Gulf War when they started doing 24-hour coverage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of how CNN, you know, was first brought into the light in a 24-hour news situation. Going through, there's not 24 hours of news.
No.
So I understand having some kind of opinionated and those type of shows that are in.
Yeah.
But there should still be a set time where this is just, okay. It's like when I watch, if I'm watching a sporting event, there's times I just want the call of the game, not what you think they should have done or what they could have done. Just tell me what's actually happening out there. News should be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me what you think should have happened or could have happened or this or that. Tell me what's actually going on and then I'll formulate that other or I'll watch one of those other programs to get more and get more of the opinion.
See, and I'll watch Lester Holt. With NBC Nightly News, I'll watch that because that is just is the closest thing to a news program. A boom, 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 story, 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 story. Not, hey, this happened. What is this going to do for Biden's reelection chances? That stuff just gets so old. Anyhow, I didn't think that text from about Wolf Blitzer would take us down this route.
No, because we actually, me and my friend Bob text about the news all the time. And who we're watching, and we have nicknames for all the different. Who are you watching tonight? Oh, I'm watching Pumpkinhead. Who are you watching? Oh, I got elbows. You know, and that's it. Lester Holt was pumpkin head. He's got a kind of head like a pumpkin. And David Muir is elbows. So if you ever watch him, he's always sitting and he has his elbows completely sticking out with his hands on the desk for every delivery. So those are the fun ways you make a drinking game out of news.
Sometimes you got to, man. Raving insurance guy texting us, 888-530-0043. I get my news from the Babylon Bee, which is just a purely satire, made-up site. Kind of like the Onion. Yep. Right? Yeah, okay. Angel's nodding with me and saying correct on this, so we'll take his word at that. But yeah, I like that. Who is the best supervillain? Got a texter here. Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, in House of Cards. Outstanding acting. I know House of Cards had a lot of that, a lot of those villain-type characters in that.
Was House of Cards the one with Spacey?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey? It was a really good show.
It was. I couldn't watch it after... Because I started it right when all the allegations about him were coming out, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
I can't watch it. But a couple episodes, I'm like, okay, this is intriguing, but certainly interesting.
Another one of those situations where you have to decide as a viewer or a listener if you can separate the art from the artist.
100%.
You know.
All right, hour number three coming up. We'll dive into the Denver Nuggets tonight as they're back in action. We've got some sports to touch on. Recap the World Baseball Classic again for you here on Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. You can listen to us today. We're having some technical difficulties, so online at 1310kfk.com. But if you're hearing this, you're there already. But you can get us on Apple Music at 1310kfk or tune in. Lots of different ways to stream us here this morning. Hour number three coming up next on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.